Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with our theater critic J. Wynn Russick and Judy. Today we're going to talk about a production of Peter and the Star Catcher. It's at Cockpit in Court, and as I recall, Peter and the Star Catcher is the prequel to Peter Pan. So I guess prequels are kind of, you know, fairy tales at least, are really a thing on Broadway, aren't they?
Well, they're not a big thing, but it's an understandable conclusion because one of the highest grossing shows in Broadway history, Wicked, is a prequel to a fairy tale, The Wizard of Oz. The plots of Wicked and Peter and the Star Catcher explain some of the iconic elements in the fairy tales. In Wicked, for example, we learn why the Wicked Witch of the West is green, and we learn the origins of Dorothy's companions. In Peter and the Star Catcher, we learn, among other things, how Peter Pan got his name, why he can't grow up, how Tinkerbell came about, how Captain Hook, he's not called that in the show, how Captain Hook really lost his hand. That's the bulk of similarities between the shows. There are two major differences. Wicked is a full-fledged musical. Peter and the Star Catcher is a play with music. The play is by Rick Ellis. It's based on a young adult novel by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. The two shows are also staged very differently. Wicked is a large-scale musical. It uses a lot of spectacle and special effects. Peter and the Star Catcher is small scale. It relies heavily on the audience's imagination, which is one of the loveliest things about it. In that respect, Cockpit's production sticks fairly closely to the Broadway original, but staging that looks simple can be surprisingly tricky to pull off, and combined with a relatively complex plot, Cockpit's production sometimes falls a bit short.
Well, tell us about the characters and how they're portrayed. Are they relatively simple?
Relatively, yes. Remember, this is a fairy tale, so the characters are essentially types. But the show has some heart. It takes place in 1885. The plot involves two ships and two trunks that get switched and mixed up. And speaking for this audience member, we also get a little mixed up. One truck contains something called star stuff. If it falls into the wrong hands, it can be very dangerous. The other trunk is a decoy. It's filled with sand. The major characters include three orphan boys. There's also a young teenage girl named Molly and her father and her governess. And there's a band of pirates with a captain called Black Stash. Aaron Fletcher is fine as a nameless orphan who becomes Peter. And Gabriel Gertner has spunk as Molly, but she can be a little difficult to understand. The relationship between Molly and her father supplies some of the show's heart. Peter and the Star Catcher also has a strong feminist underpinning, but Molly is the only character played by a woman. Molly's governess is played by a man in drag. This was also the case on Broadway. The thinking behind this apparently is that having only one actress on stage emphasizes the tough plight of girls in a male-dominated world. Whether or not that rationale works for you, at Cockpit, Jeff Birch is very funny as the governess. Her name is Mrs. Bumbreak. And beyond the humor, the governess also adds some heart to the show, and so does the friendship that develops between Peter and Molly. Black Stash, the pirate captain, is the showiest role, and Darren McDonald plays this swashbuckler to the hilt. His manner is formal. His behavior is thoroughly egotistical and selfish. I brought a clip of McDonald's Black Stash proudly explaining the source of the name Stash. Let's listen.
The trademark nose brush of every man, woman, and child in me family dating right back to the amoeba. Yet for us, the face foliage is, oh, so much more than a lawn on the lip, sir. 'Tis what we are and why we are it. And when everyone was getting out of the pirate business, the Stash stuck it out, knowing that one day my ship would come in. This is the day. This is the ship.
That's Darren McDonald as the pirate captain in Cockpit in Court's production of Peter and the Star Catcher. So, Judy, you called it a play with music. Tell us about the songs.
The music's by Wayne Barker. The orchestra is just two musicians, a keyboard player and a percussionist. That was also true on Broadway. And there are songs. The styles range from sea shanty to music hall. To give you an idea of how the music works, I brought a clip from the number that ends the first act. Both ships are caught in a hurricane. The action on stage moves from one ship to the other. First, you're going to hear Darren McDonald as Black Stash again. Then Two of the Lost Boys, and they are played by Xander Bell and Maxwell Wolf. And finally, you will hear the full company. Let's listen.
And the pirate code I follow, one for all and all for me.
I'm the leader.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
And there's a few of us. There can't be a leader now.
Why not?
There's only two of us.
Jump. Come on, Ted. We'll jump together.
I was thinking maybe we could wait for slightly better weather.
The Neverland has come apart. Screw your courage. Steal your heart.
That's the cast of Peter and the Starcatcher at Cockpit in Court. So, Judy, you said that the staging of this show relies heavily on the audience's imagination. Give us some examples of how that works in this production.
Well, stylistically, the staging comes closest to a form called story theater. A group of actors tells a story with some narration and with simple props that create some of the scenery. For example, in Cockpit's production, which is directed by Eric J. Potter, a simple piece of rope becomes everything from the outline of Molly's shipboard cabin to a boxing ring to the prow of a ship. And several times, the show's two ships are represented by toy ships that are carried across the stage held high by cast members. So the audience has to buy into this. The effect is a little like child's play, and what could be more fitting for a fairy tale?
Indeed. So isn't Peter and the Starcatcher a bit different, you know, from the musicals at Cockpit usually does on their stage?
It is. And I'm sorry to say there was a smaller crowd than usual on the night I was there. I spoke to James Honeycutt, Cockpit's artistic managing director, and he acknowledged that Cockpit is taking a chance with this show because the audiences for their main stage production do tend to prefer familiar traditional musicals. Now, granted, the plot of Peter and the Starcatcher is a little hard to follow, and Cockpit's production is not flawless. But I got to admire Cockpit for spreading its wings.
Spreading the wings, indeed. Peter and the Starcatcher. It's at Cockpit in Court until Sunday. And next week, Judy, we're going to talk about Hamlet. I've heard of that one. That's at the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory. So I look forward to that. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
J. Wynn Russick is the author of a terrific book called Please Write, A Novel in Letters. And we are proud to have her as our theater critic here at Midday. And that's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, I'm going to be off. We're going to bring you a special edition of Open to Debate. We'll hear different conservative perspectives on the massive budget bill that Congress passed earlier this summer with Jessica Rydell of the Manhattan Institute and Diana Fushkott-Roth of the Heritage Foundation. So that's at the noon hour tomorrow. And up next, it's Fresh Air. The rock critic and music journalist Peter Guralnick is the guest. Midday's director and engineer is Shania Mapson. Taria Rogers and Sam Burmistaz produce our program with help from Mallory Pinkard-Pierre. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our intern is Jessica Bacin. Jessica comes to us from just outside Venice by way of the University of Baltimore, so from Italy to UB. And today is Jessica's last day as part of our team. She is headed into her senior year at UB in the fall. So grazie mille, Jessica. We wish you all the best. Thanks for listening. We wish you all the best, too. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.